Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I know this is going to sound weird, but hear me out. I thought of Terry Clifford as I was getting in the shower this morning. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Because of the storm?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to shower when there's thunder and lightning, Billy. Everybody knows that.
I got up this morning and it was just like way off in the distance and there was lightning and it was, you know, I love a good thunderstorm at night because right. It's just the lightning and stuff. So as I'm getting in the shower, this little voice in the back of my head is like, don't get in the shower.
You're gonna die.
There's a thunderstorm. The lightning's going to hit a pole down the street and you're going to die. And, you know, it was Terry's voice.
Well, she probably slept in the bathtub last night.
So she always used to have a thing about that.
Yeah, she's scared of those.
I don't know if it's true or not. But
I don't know. It's one of those wives' tales that I don't know if it's true or not.
The pipes are in the ground. So if lightning hits the pipes are in the ground.
Took a shower before I came in today, and I'm here to tell the tale.
We both made it.
I am such a rebel. Now, it's just been a bizarre, first of all, we're at a yellow alert day today. This is pouring rain. Right. And poor Red Wings, because I'm driving in and I love when it's baseball season just because Red Wings, the ESL field.
Oh, it's all lit up.
It's just it lights up the whole High Falls area. And it's like daytime.
I don't think they've started cooking yet. I like it because it smells like a carnival.
Ugh.
All the food that they cook over there, getting ready for the games.
So today's opening day.
Yes.
And it's pouring.
Temperature-wise, they should be all right.
Yes.
It's a 50-degree guarantee. I think they got a good shot at being there.
Yeah. It was just crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Now, there were rumors that I was driving through Henrietta last night.
Yeah.
The East Henrietta Road in Lehigh area.
Okay.
All right? And I saw fireworks.
You weren't shopping, were you?
No.
Okay.
I was doing some running around.
You got
around.
No spend 2026 happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I was doing some run around for mama. And so I see fireworks and I was like, am I losing it? Like, did I just see fireworks? It's Monday night. How can I see fireworks?
Whereabout do you think they were coming from?
I have no clue. No clue. They were just there and then they were gone. Just a couple of them. But they were loud.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I get home and Rochester's just the biggest small town you could ever live in. And the Henrietta Highlights page, Facebook page, is like, did anyone else hear the fireworks? I don't think there were fireworks. I think they had to put down a deer that had been hit by a car. I'm like, I saw fireworks.
That is not fireworks.
And everyone on there said, oh, well, I think they're coming from Frontier Field because it was opening night. I'm like, no, it wasn't opening night yet. And I don't think you can see those.
You might be able to see. I mean, if you can see the buildings from Henrietta, you could definitely see fireworks.
Yes.
But that you would know. I mean, they would be
not
kind of far
area.
Away from where you were.
I don't know who was like, you
I wonder
know
if
what?
There's some Yahoo that just had some leftover ones from 4th of July last year. It was like, it's a nice night. Let's go out and blow some stuff up.
They're like, hey, it's going to rain. We're going to check, make sure nothing floods. Oh, hey, look, fireworks.
Fireworks. Hey, good morning. You a lucky caller number 9. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, where are you calling in from this morning?
I am in Penfield this morning.
Well, congratulations. You are caller number 9. That means you scored a pair of tickets to see Lee Bryce with Avery Anna at the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival, Wayne County Fairgrounds in Palmyra on May 30th. Everybody else, you go to fingerlakescountrymusicfestival.com to get your tickets. But Crystal, you are going on us. Congrats.
Yes. Thank you. I love Lee Bryce.
Oh, perfect. Well, it's going to be a great weekend. We are going to have a little fun right now. You got the tickets either way, but we're going to see if you can name this Lee Bryce song backwards. So give this a quick listen. Any idea?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Making a parking lot party?
Parking lot party!
too early.
Yes, it's too early for a parking lot party.
It is. I mean, I just woke up and I heard this on the radio. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to call.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you got the tickets, Crystal. Yours. Congratulations. Hey, tell everybody, how does Penfield's Bell Country?
92.5 WBEE.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.